Blog Talk Radio.
Bring it.
Smith, you are the man as always. Appreciate Will Smith for stopping by. Let's see if this thing is going to stop or not. Will Smith, he's continuing to roll. Go ahead on, Will. All right, there we go. We finally got him stopped. Thank you so much for joining me on a Saturday. It's Saturday if you're listening to me live anyway. Otherwise, it is whatever day it is where you're listening to me. But welcome to Death of Diets. Appreciate you tuning in or checking me out. So far, a few folks have downloaded and checked the things out through the archive. Appreciate that. And all right, just making an adjustment or two here. Forgive the dead air. And there we go. And in fact, I am going to open up the old chat room here. If you got a question or something, you can do that. Or if you'd like to, you can give us a call at 914-205-5494. It's 914-205-5494. Appreciate that. Call in if you got something to add. Now, the thing here is as I was just sitting around the couch last night, and I got a desire to write a couple of blogs, so I did. And so we'll talk a little bit about some of that today, because that's essentially what the show is on. The blog itself is called Perspective. And this show that we're doing right now is Perspective, and it's Perspective just when you thought you were going to give up. And it's just about how the circumstances happen, and the next thing you know, that thing that you were so motivated to accomplish, all of a sudden that's out the window. And anybody and everybody that's attempted to do anything different from the norm has run into that. And then the question becomes, what do I do? How do I ever get past that? All of those types of things. And so that's a little bit about what the show is about today. But I got to tell you, man, it is a beautiful day here in Chicago. Yesterday was even better. I think we hit 77 or 79 here yesterday. That was perfect. And today we're 65, 67 again. That's great. It's going to cool down a little bit next week. But I'll tell you what, it feels like summer could be just around the corner after a winter that was pretty rough. And sun is shining, hardly a cloud in the sky. And just what a great day to get out, get some things done. We've got all kinds of stuff done at the house. And as I look around, I see a few more things I got to organize and get some new files started and throw some old ones out and the old organization and spring cleaning and all that wonderful stuff. But you know, just new life coming in, things with a little different mindset. And so I thought, perfect, let's deal with some perspective. And so, you know, really the encouraging aspect of losing weight, becoming healthy, more fit, those types of things. That's what I really love to do, because anybody can tell you to lose weight or eat better or, you know, don't eat junk food or stop eating something. Anybody can tell you to do that. It takes somebody a little bit different to tell you how. And that's what I love to do, because when a person sees for the first time that it's possible and the light goes on, I love the look in their eyes when they finally understand that they've just kind of been their own worst enemy, or it's not that they don't believe it. It's just that they have these past experiences that have not really been working out. And, you know, you get started, something, you know, maybe even get rolling a little bit, and then something happens to derail the progress or the determination. And there's nothing like frustration after frustration to tear down a goal. And what started off as, you know, just a ball of fire, now is just kind of fizzled, and there you go. But, you know, it is amazing when you're at that place and you're ready to give up. You know, you've got all the right reasons for starting to eat healthy or losing weight or getting more fit or whatever the case is. You know, you've looked around and you've seen that being sedentary, that doesn't end too well. Being overweight, that doesn't end too well. And so you look around, whatever the motivation was that got you started, all that stuff is logical. All that stuff makes a whole lot of sense. It's very, very smart, very wise to get into those things and start chipping away at that weight loss goal. And then all of a sudden, you know, now there's parties and now there's cookouts and now, oh, it's warmer. And so now there's whatever, you know, you go to the beach or you go to your vacation spot. And the good stuff that you want to eat, that's 10 times more than the other stuff. And so, you know, here's the problem. Here's the dilemma. What do I do? What do you do with the frustration? What do you do with the failed attempts? How do you get past that? And what I want to, I guess the biggest thing that I wanted to share with you all today is just some perspective. I went into a gym last night, and it wasn't a place where you'd work out like with, you know, weights or exercise, something like that. The place is a gym for those who are in competitive cheerleading. And when you see the variety of athletes, when you see everything that's going on there, and when you, the other thing is the amount of energy. And the guy that owns the place, he's a real good guy, and hasn't been out of college that long. He cheered at, I want to say it's Kentucky or Louisville, and I can't remember which. I think it was Kentucky. And then he came back up north toward the Chicago area and created this place. And in that place is all of these teams, all of these competitors, all of this stuff going on, and there just happens to be a ton of energy. And when I was talking to my son about some of this stuff today, I said, I used to think when you're listening to a person on the radio and you're just beside yourself as to how motivated you feel when this guy speaks. When that happens, I used to think it was that the guy was genuine and that he was passionate, or mainly just really passionate. But I think the biggest thing now is that he's more genuine, and that's where the passion comes from. It's that what he does brings him the life. It's that what he does brings him the motivation. He gets up motivated, or she gets up motivated to do what they're doing, because what they're doing, they love to do. And it's not that you're stopping a certain pattern. It's not that you're going to eat less. We look at these behaviors that we want to change, and maybe that we even really need to change. And you know, maybe the doctor said, "Look, you really got to hit this thing head on. This is not going to go well." And so we really actually need to change these things. But the doctor never gives you a prescription as to what to change it into. That part of it is our job. And so what we do is we go, "Okay, I'm going to eat less. I'm going to change this. I'm going to get rid of chocolate cake, and I'm going to eat salad." Well, that's not realistic either. I'm going to get rid of cookies and pop and whatever, and I'm going to eat, and we replace it with just the worst food on earth. And so what I'm telling you here is that the reason the failure is occurring is because of the mindset behind it. The people at the place that I was at, they were doing what they were doing at such a high level. I mean, you should see the trophies around this place. It's absolutely phenomenal. And what they're doing is done at such a high level because they love what they're doing. And I mean, when you think about dieting, who wants to do that? But when weight loss is part of something that you are going to become, now we're into something completely different. We are into totally new territory. It's not that I'm going to be a smaller version of me. It's that I'm going to be a much better version of me. It's not that I'm finally going to reach that goal of benching 315 or 405 or whatever, or I'm going to do 50 push-ups or whatever that the reason that the behavioral change begins to take place is. It's not that that's going to be the reality. It's that when these things drop off and new things come on, what I'm going to become is so much greater than what I currently am. I can't deny it. I can't stop doing it. I have to pursue this goal. And so you pursue it with the singular passion, and you just can't help yourself. And so it's not about, you know, can I lose the weight? Whatever. It becomes, the passion becomes what you are going to be. Not thinner, none of that stuff. But you're going to be healthier, you're going to be more vital, you're going to be more able to accomplish all of the things that you're going to be doing. And they're going to be significant. They're going to help other people. They're going to, you know, it's going to be volunteerism. It's going to be taking care of grandkids. It's going to be doing stuff at church. Whatever it is that motivates you, it's going to be a whole different job. It's going to be a whole different move to a different job. I mean, all of these things that can really motivate you as to what you're going to become. So on Death of Diets, it's not about a diet. It's not about a mindset where you think about eating less. It's a mindset where you think about becoming more. And so what your desire, what your passion becomes is, what am I going to be? Or what I am going to be? And this is just part of it. The things that I do because I love to do them. The thing that I do that I like to do the least is go to the job that I have. It's just part of the reality of where I'm at right now, and I've accepted that. You know, that's plan B. If things don't work out the way that I want to, I have plan B. I'm not losing my house. I'm not losing my car. None of that type of stuff. I don't need to be on a corner with a street sign saying, hey, you know, help me. I'm a veteran. I've got these other things set up, but I'm telling you, I'm not worried about failure. I'm not worried about it. Because all that's going to happen is I'm just going to continue to get better at what I'm doing. Somebody will notice. Something will happen. Whether it's radio stuff or whether it's, you know, I'll give you an example. One of the reasons I do this, besides the fact that I just love to do it, is there will come a time where this skill will be even more important than it is right now. The skill of being on air and preparing things and doing things, getting and the practice of getting ideas into fewer words. Great stuff. Now, let's say a radio show or a radio station comes to me and says, hey, you know what? Somebody forwarded a show that you did to us. Or they said, hey, have you ever heard this guy? He lives in your area. Have you ever heard this guy? He's really good. And he's got some cool stuff. And what if you did a morning show where the host was this smart dude, and he wasn't just smart, but he was funny, and he was encouraging, and he had all this stuff about health and fitness and exercise and perspective and motivation and excuses and all of these different things, and he could bring them out in such a way where the people that heard it couldn't wait to hear him again. And so they call me up, and I go down there. Now, even though that wasn't necessarily the plan, hey, I can't wait to be a local radio DJ or even a national radio DJ, something happens that comes up and they go, this is what we'd like to do. This is, you know, this would be your team. This is what you would do. But see, the possibilities become much greater because the passion that you work in, the knowledge that you have, the effort that you put into it, all of these things begin to bear fruit. They begin to show your level of determination, professionalism, all of those wonderful things. You see how we quickly get to a place where we're talking about so much more than just a diet? Diets are limiting. Diets kill part of you that you want to keep. That's why they say the first three letters spell die. Part of you is going to die. That's why they fail so much. Because that's a part of you you don't want to let go of necessarily. If you're going to let go of that, it has to be for something better. So it's not that I'm going to stop drinking pop and I'm going to stop eating chips and I'm going to stop eating candy and I'm going to stop eating cookies. Man, you start going down the line, you're like, well, I don't really want to stop eating all that stuff. So how do you get there? But you know you have to, because you can't lose the weight eating the same way that you have been, because that's how the weight got there. And trust me, guys, taking the pill that says you can eat all the same stuff. Now, what they're betting on is that increased activity and you taking the pill and you eating the same amount that you had before, not more, because you're increasing your activity level, they're banking that you're going to lose some weight. And then you'll write in and go, wow, I lost 15 pounds. Wow, I lost 25 pounds. And they'll say, yes, the pill did it. No, it didn't. You became more active, and maybe you ate 5% healthier, but you didn't eat any more junk. And so if you just increased the activity, you would lose weight. But you'll never get to where you want to, where you fit in that dress that you wore in high school, and you know, all that kind of stuff, where you fit in the wedding dress or you fit in that tux that you had on when you were in when you got married and when you were in your early 20s, something like that. Yeah, you'll never get there eating that way. But you can't, again, you can't look at changing what you're doing from the mindset of less, or I have to get rid of this, or I have to kill that, or that's not how you look at that. The way you look at it as, I now understand what I'm supposed to become. And what I'm doing is obviously not getting me there. It is taking the place of character traits or activities or whatever that I need to get to where I'm trying to go. And when you see that picture of where you want to be and what you want to do, see, we all look at success as something completely different. And I would say this to you. Think about this. The reality that you reaching a weight loss goal, whatever that is. Now, if you're losing 200 pounds, that's phenomenal. That's pretty amazing. But for those of us that might lose 10, 20, 30 pounds, it's good. We're much healthier. We're better off for it. But I would say this to you. That's a small goal. That's a small goal. And even if it's difficult for you, it's still a small goal. And I'm not saying that to demean anybody, but what I'm saying is, what if that weight loss and the fitness level that increases and the muscle and the strength that comes from it, all of these benefits multiply and become something far greater than I lost 25 pounds and I gained so much on my bench press or my arms are bigger or something like that. What if it became, hey, you know what? Fitness showed me that I could accomplish more than I really thought. If I would put my mind to it, I was capable of a lot more than what I really thought. And all of this just became part of a snowball that took me someplace else. And I began to realize, you know what? The only reason I haven't applied for that other job is just because I didn't think I could do it. And I'll tell you what, when you start to experience some success, you want more of it. And your definition of success will be something different than it is now. You know, the view from the top is much different from the view at the bottom looking up at the top. When you're looking up at the top, all you see is the top. When you're looking down from the top at the view that's out there and what it took to get there and all of those things, you see a whole lot more. So you can see a long way from the top. From the bottom, all you can see is the top. And I read this quote from Vince Lombardi today. He said, the man on top was not dropped there. Yeah, it took work and effort and all of that to get there. And what I want you to look at, the idea, the understanding, the reality that I want to bring to you is diets, whatever you name it, it doesn't make any difference to me what diet you name. It has one purpose in mind, and that is to take the weight off. And I'm telling you, there's a lot more out there than that. It is about you becoming something that you know you're supposed to be. And removing the habits that have gotten you to where you are, all your current condition is showing you is that what you're doing is not getting you to where you need to be and where you want to be. But when that becomes real, when you see it with your own eyes, you know, that's why, see, when you look at, say, take like a P90X thing or any other place that would try to sell you either a weight loss plan or a fitness plan like P90X does, they have that system. And then they went from that to having an online community. And then they went from that to having live events. And you're like, well, why? What's the deal with live events? And other places, like another example, I've never been to one, but I've talked to people that have been. The people that were in Amway for a long time, one of the things that really motivated them was the live events. Why? Because you look at Amway and you go, there's a million people that tried Amway that never got anywhere in it. And the ones that seem to, and you know, I'm giving this off of the knowledge of a couple of people that I knew in it. One guy was actually really successful. They could not get enough of the live events because when they went there, they really started to believe what was possible. And see, our gyms, when you go to your gym to work out, when you go to your fitness center to work out, you see a bunch of people that look the same from week to week, month to month, sometimes even year to year. They look the same. They don't change. They have the same tire they had a year ago. It might even be a little bigger. Like, how does the tire get bigger as you work out and eat less? How does that happen? Well, the way that happens is they don't really change anything. They don't see anything that inspires them and motivates them. That's what I want to do as a coach, as a personal trainer. One of the things that I do is I inspire and I motivate. That's actually two things. I inspire and I motivate. And the reason for that is because once they believe, the rest of it is easy. I don't have to tell them what not to do. Now they want to know what to do. You mean I could be there? Yeah, they started in the same place as you did. Or they started further back than you did. Or you see a person start the beginning of their journey, and then you see them a few months later or 6 months later, and you go, holy cow, how much weight did you lose? They say, oh, 85 pounds. And, you know, before I couldn't walk up a flight of stairs or, you know, out to the end of the driveway and back because my knees and my back hurt so bad. And maybe you're having some of that pain. And then they say, yeah, you know, I lost the weight and I stopped eating this and I started, you know, this is what I started to do. And you know, I worked with a trainer and I worked with my doctor and all, I'm not on the medication anymore. I don't have the pain anymore. I don't have the insomnia anymore. I'm not worried about diabetes. I'm not worried about coronary heart disease anymore. That stuff kills nearly a million people a year. I don't worry about it anymore. It's not that it could never happen. I still do my, you know, my annual physicals and I do my checkups and all that kind of stuff. I'm not stupid, but I don't worry about those things. Before, they were always on my mind because I couldn't stop doing the things that were sending me that direction. I didn't want to go that direction, but I couldn't do it. And then I would try and I would fail, or I would try and I'd get started. I'd be doing good for a week and then I'd go on vacation. And then, you know, it was wrecked from there because there was a buffet everywhere I turned. There was, you know, alcohol everywhere I turned. There was desserts everywhere I turned. Everywhere I turned, there was stuff I didn't need. And I just couldn't say no. You'll be the type of person that you'll see all of that stuff and you'll gravitate toward the things that get you toward your goal that you absolutely know is real. And so, look, I know you've had negative experiences with food. I know you've had negative experiences at the gym. Who hasn't? But I'm telling you, it's not about another diet. It's not about another pill. It's not about another plan. One of the things that we do at Death of Diets is, and I do have, I know I said I was going to have some stuff out on Tuesday. And it's a goal that I've had for a long time to get this out. And I don't know if it's paralysis by analysis, but I got 4 workouts and I've just continued to tweak and to move and to change and to put people through the workouts. And I'm sharing things, exercise. I don't want to bore you with the details of getting one of these things ready. And I think I just about have everything nailed down. And I've done, you know, I've worked my wife out on these things and she's out. In fact, she's out now and she's probably going to ride 20, 25, 30 miles on her bike. And she loves to do that. She doesn't like to do the upper body stuff. And so the things that I showed her and took her through, she loved it. And even gave me some constructive criticism on things. And I did. I changed a couple of things just because she said, you know, what about this or what about that? It's like, yeah, that's a great idea. That would be great. And the workouts are going to take between 10 and 20 minutes. And then you can go through them again or you can do intervals on a treadmill. But the idea is everything that you do is going to move you toward your goal. That's the plan. The goal is going to be awesome. The goal that you decide, I mean, when you finally sit down, you finally see it, wow, you know what? I don't like my current reality. I don't like my current job. I don't like my current situation. I don't like currently where I live. I've got to change some, I'm going to change some things. I'm just not going to settle for what I currently have. And I know it's possible. I know these people that do it. That's where the networking and the meeting and the getting out. I want to encourage you to come out of whatever shell that you may be in. You know, you've got this comfortable lifestyle where you go to work and you go home and there's, you know, there's kids and there's, you know, the husband and there's the wife and there's cooking and cleaning up and getting kids to bed and all of that stuff. I want to encourage you to step out of that every now and then and get to a place where your perspective just might change. Because when you see the reality, I mean, there's something in any and everybody. If you're listening to this, it's because you have a desire for something to change and you see, well, perspective just when you thought you were going to give up. You know, how many times has this happened to me? Oh, God, I'm so tired of this stuff. Just when you start to get to a place where you think, well, this is just the way it's going to be, you'll get hit in the face with a reality that says, there's more than this. And that's what gets me up and moves me every single day. I still get up and go to work like everybody else. The stuff that I do here and on Death of Diets, I do because I love it. Trust me, I'm not a great website builder. Weebly has some good stuff. And the website isn't the way I want it. By the way, if you want to read the blog or any of that stuff, you can go to deathofdiets.com and you can look at the plans there. There's nothing super expensive there. Yeah, I think the first plan starts out for like $19. And to sit down and look at what you're doing and what you want to do and analyze your goals and spend an hour with you on the phone or face-to-face chat via computer, it is $29. And you'll get your questions answered and you'll be on the road to accomplishing the things that you're going to do. I have spent a lot of money getting myself to a place where I could answer questions and do things and get myself to a place that I wanted to be. And what I'm doing now is a result of all that time studying and effort. And I still do it every single day. I'm working out. I'm working somebody else out. I'm looking at something online. I'm reading something. I'm buying something. Because it improves me as a trainer and as a person to motivate. And honestly, and the motivation, they're both awesome. I love both aspects of it. And it's not just, come on, give me one more rep. You know, I'll never be that guy. Have you ever seen the folks at the gym where they're screaming, come on, you know, and they're like hitting each other and stuff, getting psyched up for that. I don't do any of that. You know, if I don't have the motivation to do that exercise the way it needs to be done, then something's wrong with me. I don't need crazy music. I don't need people smacking at me. I don't need anybody yelling at me. I don't need any of that stuff. And you don't either, in all likelihood. You don't need that. And so what I do is I deal with the mindset that's causing anyone to do the things that they're doing that takes them further away from what they're trying to get to. I want to see you happy, because more happy people, more folks out there doing what they're supposed to be doing, I'll tell you what, those are giving people, those are caring people, those are awesome people, those are friendly people, those are people that you want to know, those are people that you want to be like. And if I can have a hand in helping to create some of that, and look, guys, I'm not about taking the credit. That is not my thing. My son was just interviewed by the newspaper up in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and he'll be in there in the next, I don't know, week or 10 days. And him and his team have made the newspaper a lot lately because they won state. My son was an individual all-stater. He was welcomed on to NCA. And all of that, so there's all these accolades, a lot of hard work, I mean, just endless hours of work. And I told my son, I said, you know, if that guy wants to call and get my perspective on, you know, what it took to get there and all that, I said, look, my job as a coach is not to say the reason he's so awesome is because he did my system, because that wasn't the reality. The reality was he worked super hard and he listened, not just to me, but to all of his coaches. And because of that, that's why he is the size he is. That's why he is the competitor he is. That's why he is as skilled as he is at this stage, because of the work that he put in and the fact that he listened to the people that could help him. There was motivation. There was mindset. There was, how do I get ready for competition? I've never been on this side of the stage before. I mean, there's cameras. This stuff was broadcast on Fox. And so I've never seen, you know, he said, I've never done any of that stuff before. Like, yeah, you're going to get up and you're going to nail it. This is why. He said, I got up there and, you know, fear was out the window and I just threw my stuff. And I'll tell you, this is the craziest thing. There was a skill that he had to, that he was going to throw in there and insert, which the coach was fine with, that he pulled off 2 days before they went to state. It was a double back handspring to a full. And a full is you're doing essentially a reverse tuck while doing a 360 spin. So you're twisting. And so he threw that in and just absolutely killed it. And then he had to do it again when he did his individual thing, and that went well too. He had never thrown it in competition before. But the mindset was such that I'm not going to cave under the pressure. This is what I've been working for. And so I told, concentrate on this, concentrate on this, concentrate on this. And he did all that stuff to his credit. And so that's what a trainer does. Motivates, inspires, helps, directs, and then you get the credit for doing the work, for doing the listening, and then you get to go and help somebody else do the same thing. See, I'm not looking to be anybody's trainer for life, unless that's what they want. That's entirely up to them. What I want to be able to do is free the average individual from the negative, from the horribleness of being susceptible to whatever the next diet fad is that comes down the pipe. And there's been hundreds of them, hundreds of these diet plans, and they're all frauds because you can't do them long term. You can't eat 1,000 calories long term. That's dangerous. You will die at some point eating 1,000 calories long term. And your body needs more than that to sustain itself. And so once the brain and the liver and all of that no longer have the amount of energy they need at some point in time, you die. That's how it is. And yes, you can starve to death at 1,000 calories, especially if you need 2,000. Because you're at 1,000 calorie depravity every day, and that's 7,000 calories a week. That's 2 pounds a week that you would be losing. And that's muscle, and that's tissue, and that's function. That's just out the door. So that deprivation is awful. It's not good. That is no way to live. That is no how. What in the world are you trying to accomplish that you have to do that? It is not worth it. And so that's what we do as coaches, as trainers. We help folks get to their goal. It's not just about weight loss. There's so much more than that. And so go on there. There's a new blog that's up. You can read the blogs that are on there. They're good stuff. There's another one going up on what's an excuse? What is the idea or the ideology behind an excuse? It's good stuff. And I'm just going over it a couple of more times to make sure it says everything that I want it to in as few words as I can without detracting from the meaning and the communication of it. And then that'll be up there as well. So check the things out on Death of Diets. Look for the what's the phrase that I'm thinking of? Look for the system, for lack of a better word. It's four workouts that are going to be sold as one package. So that way there's variety. You can do these things wherever. You can do them in your living room. You can do them in your hotel room. You can do them at a hotel that has no weight room at it. And then there's one at the end that's just simply called hardcore, and that's in the event that you have maybe some dumbbells and a treadmill. And then look, if you want to throw a BOSU ball in there or whatever else that they got to make things harder and be that much more able to go out and accomplish all the things that you're looking to go do, by all means, throw all that stuff in there. I'm totally open to people taking the exercises. And there'll be a list of exercises. And one of the reasons for that is so that way you can just check the ones. You can look at it and go, I like this one, I like that one, I like that one. And you can just put them together. And, you know, you can make your own workout if that's the way you want to do it. Sometimes it's great to do that just for variety, just for like, it's like a breath of fresh air. And so those types of things, this is what I love to do. Gals, this is what I love to do. Help people get where they're trying to go. Remove the frustration. The frustration is the absolute worst thing. When you don't know what to do with it, you're in a part of your program, you don't know what to do with it, you're not making gains, you're not making losses, it's like you're not doing any good, what do I do? That's where trainers come in and really shorten all that up or eliminate it. With my son, we were in the weight room a couple, three times a week. He made amazing gains and never overtrained. And I had to change, once he started competition, I had to change his workout schedule every single week. Because there would be times where maybe he didn't get enough sleep. There would be times where now there's a test. And so there would be times where we didn't work out at all because he just simply didn't have the ability to recuperate. But we changed it regularly because of the demands of his schedule. The time traveling in the car, school, schoolwork, homework, test preparation, competition, practice, all of those different things came in. Then you're also working game sidelines. Sometimes there's two or three of those a week. So now we're getting home at 9:30 or 10 o'clock. And so now there just isn't time. Or maybe we'll go and we'll sneak a 15 or 20 minute quick little workout in, or maybe even a 5 or 10 minute workout. That we did some 5 and 10 minute workouts just so he could keep what he had and still perform. And so we did all those things. And to this day, he is still making crazy gains. And so we're doing what needs to be done so there's no injury, the frustration is going away, and the goals are being reached. And so he is just a few weeks away from going down to the University of Alabama. He's already been accepted to the college, to the university, and trying out for that cheer team. And the paperwork's headed in, and we have one little thing to pay, and then it's just a matter of, is he going to make the team? And that's the goal. And so, you know, the preparation around here is crazy. There's lots of things to do, and we're enjoying it. It's a lot of fun. We're, you know, seeing more than I ever thought I could possibly see. There's an old saying that says, when one teaches, two learn. And that's the way it is when I get to help folks. And that's the way, you know, in helping my son get to where he needs to be. And, you know, meeting more people and new people and more trainers and, you know, just the variety of things that are necessary in order to become really good at this sport. In order to do that, I'm learning a ton. I'm seeing things I would have never seen had I not jumped in and helped him with all this stuff. I didn't anticipate what I was going to gain from it. And so I have benefited from stepping in and helping him. I want that same ability to benefit as I help you. And that's the plan. That is exactly what's going to happen. If you've got any questions, concerns, whatever, info@deathofdiets.com. That's the email address. And or you can go on to the website, deathofdiets.com. You can look around there. And there's some videos in there of us working out. I haven't posted anything to that recently, but there'll be some more stuff going up there shortly. And just a lot of things going on, a lot of great things going on. And appreciate the support, appreciate the listening in. And that's about all I got for a Saturday afternoon. And I've got my son coming over. He's in from Japan with his new wife. And so we're going to sit down, we're going to have some dinner, and we're going to enjoy ourselves this evening. And he should be over in about less than an hour at this point. So the grill will get started, and we'll cook up some good stuff and sit around and have a conversation for a while and meet everybody. And so have a great rest of your day. Enjoy the springtime. Hopefully the weather is great where you are. Get out, be active, and go after that dream. Go after that thing that motivates you. When you think about it, you can't help yourself. You smile. You feel the motivation. You feel the life come from it. That's the way that you want to live your life. And remember, we got summer coming up just right around the corner. If you're living, if you're down in the south where my son's going to be, it's probably already in the 80s down there. So enjoy yourself and get out there and do some great things. And tune in next time. We'll discuss some more great stuff. But my man, Will Smith, who drops by to get me in and out of here, we opened with Getting Jiggy With It, which kind of surprised me because I was thinking it was going to be summertime. But instead, we're going to jump out of here with Will Smith. Thank you very much for stopping by. And he's going to get us out of here on a high note here, talking about some summertime. So I will see you next time. Chat with you later.
Drums, please.
Here it is, the groove slightly transformed. Just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little song.